Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
I'm John Batchelor with Scott Iman. The new book is Charlie Chaplin versus America, When Art, Sex, and Politics Collided. Charlie's now living in Switzerland at a house called Manoir. His children are growing. Una is a heroine of heroines, very stable life. She found Charlie the stability that she needed because of her unacceptable father, Eugene O'Neill. But at the same time, Charlie was, as Scott tells us, not fully engaged the way he had been in Los Angeles or New York. He has one more movie to make. It's about a script that could have been a comedy and could have been successful back in the 1930s, could have been. But for reasons that I cannot recover, Marlon Brando shows up as a hero. How did that happen, Scott?
The film was financed by Universal, and they had Brando under contract. And Chaplin originally had written the script in the 1930s for Gary Cooper and Paulette Goddard. And if you recast the picture with Gary Cooper and Paulette Goddard in the 1930s, it might have worked. But it's 1966, and Universal has agreed to finance the picture generously, I might say. And they got Brando under contract. Chaplin wanted Sean Connery to play the part because he liked the way Connery played James Bond. But Universal didn't see any reason why they should pay Sean Connery when they were already paying Marlon Brando. So Brando agreed, because he liked Chaplin's films, Brando agreed to blow off one of his films he had to make for Universal with the Chaplin picture. Well, they didn't. Chaplin was a hands-on director, literally a hands-on director. He would grab an actor and move them into position. You know, he was very physical. And Brando, A, is not a comedian at all. He's a dramatic actor. And he was unhappy, and Chaplin was unhappy with him, and they didn't really speak much off camera. There was never anything overt. They never had angry words, particularly after the first day. Brando didn't show up for the first day or two. And when he finally did show up, Chaplin confronted him and said, "You're working for Charlie Chaplin now. If you don't want to be here, take the next train back." And Brando backed down. And he was perfectly polite for the rest of the picture, but there was no communication between the two of them. Whereas Chaplin and Sophia Loren, who was the leading lady, got along gorgeously. And he loved Loren, and Loren loved him, and she loved working with him. But Brando is simply the wrong actor for the part, which if Chaplin had been paying attention and watched some Brando movies, he would have known.
I had a hard time putting Brando
like comedian.
Sophia Loren and Brando were hard for me to be on the same set, for heaven's sakes. That's a tough one. And Tippi Hedren was on as well as the wife?
Too. She was playing Brando's wife, yes, yes. And she had a great time. She enjoyed it. And I mean, I did talk to Loren. Brando's dead. But I did talk to Tippi. And she was very articulate about the film. It never broke out in the open. There was never any yelling on the set. But you could tell that it was, and Brando was professional. But that's all. You know, he would show up, he'd do the scenes as Chaplin wanted him to do the scenes. He'd say the lines as Chaplin wanted him to say the lines. But he's not projecting anything. He's not putting any effort into it. He's kind of walking through it. And it's a part that Cary Grant could have played, but Cary Grant was in the process of retiring. David Niven could have played it, but I don't know that Universal would have financed it. And it's a short list of people that could have played it, naturally. Gary Cooper's dead. So the Brando kind of derailed the project. And frankly, it doesn't have any energy. As I write in the book, it's a shipboard romance written in the 1930s, put out in a year when the big films were The Graduate and Bonnie and Clyde. Well, there's nothing. There's only so much you can do when the public and professional tide turns that radically against a shipboard romance. You know, it wasn't the year for a shipboard romance. Let's put it that way.
It was that plot, though. Rescue a woman. It was
again,
that plot.
Yes. Yes. Again. Yes. It's a woman in need of rescue who has to be rescued if she's not to, you know, come to a catastrophe.
And same. If I had to choose, I would want to be rescued by Sean Connery, not by Marlon Brando.
I think Sean Connery would be more effective at rescuing a woman than Marlon Brando would be.
Because the clip that I saw of the movie, Brando is almost not in this. He doesn't want to be there. He's mechanical, unlike anything I've ever seen him. You know, he does that emote thing where he moves funny. He didn't do it here. Brando must have told him, stop moving.
Mechanical is a good way to put it. Mechanical is a good way to put it. He's there, but not there.
Finally, I want to celebrate Sid. Charlie Chaplin gets a great deal of attention. He should. He's a genius. But Sid is the father and mother that Charlie Chaplin never had. And he lives on, I love the way he always appears in your book, living on the Riviera or some other climb, having a good time. And Charlie never writes him because he's afraid that he can't spell is his excuse. But Sid always wants to hear from Charlie. Sid lived out his life happily in Europe on the money. Is that correct?
Sid was the designated rogue of Charlie's life. He was irresponsible. He was he made Charlie's relationships with women look benign. Sid was a volatile character, to say the least. He spent a great deal of time trying to avoid taxes wherever he was, whether he was living in the south of France or in London or in America. He was all about it. He was a nudist. Sid was just a fabulous character, unless you were married to him. But Charlie was the rock of Charlie's life. He was always there if Charlie needed him. He was there if Charlie didn't need him. There are some wonderful letters where Charlie basically, Sid, I need you. Come running. And Sid would always come running because Sid was the older brother who had taken responsibility for Charlie when they were children and young adults, and it was inculcated in him, and he never got over the fact that Charlie would need rescuing, you know, even after a certain point, Charlie didn't need rescuing. If Charlie could take on the United States government and the entire internal security apparatus of America and survive, he didn't need Sid anymore. But Sid was always there, and Charlie always, if he didn't always write letters, he always loved Sid, and he always did his best to take care of Sid in a way that although Sid could take care of himself.
The book is Charlie Chaplin versus America. Scott Eiman is the author. I'm John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at riterug.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right Rug.